This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Elysium doesn't have the market cornered on dark worldviews this weekend. The fifth and final season of Breaking Bad starts Sunday, when I will be glued to my TV. For you non-fans out there, the show centers on Walter White, a chemistry teacher who becomes a ruthless meth dealer. The series has made a lot of money for cable network AMC, which reported another profitable quarter yesterday. It's also become a lesson in the future of television, where the show never stops. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
At the Museum of the Moving Image in Astoria, New York, Breaking Bad fans can get up close to the briefs Walter White wore when he cooked his first batch of meth, and the famous green shirt he dons is Heisenberg, his drug alias. They're part of an exhibit on the show that opened last month ahead of the new season. Barbara Miller is the curator.
The story that we wanted to tell about Breaking Bad was really about the transformation of the Walter White character.
The transformation of a Nebushi High School chemistry teacher into an international drug lord.
I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger.
Just as White mixes chemicals to cook up something incredibly addictive, the AMC cable network has created its own formula to make the show all the more addictive. Charlie Collier is the president of AMC.
We do a lot, both on air and off, to give the fans access to their shows.
Things like live webcasts with the actors and writers and marathon screenings of past episodes ahead of the new season opener. Then there's the second screen experience where viewers can follow tweets and use a Breaking Bad app during the show.
Literally, if you watch the second screen while you're watching the show, you get other information and get to go deeper into some of the behind-the-scenes elements of Breaking Bad.
Then there's the postgame. After each episode, another show called Talking Bad lets viewers continue their online conversations on air, asking questions of actors and celebrity fans. Sam Ford is co-author of Spreadable Media. He says Breaking Bad is indicative of a larger movement throughout TV.
To deepen engagement and conversation with their audiences.
Shows like HBO's Game of Thrones have live video chats with actors during the offseason. Producers of True Blood sent copies of ancient texts to bloggers to decode ahead of the season premiere.
Eventually, the question gets raised as to what is the series.
That new media blurring of the lines is in part designed for a very old-fashioned goal, getting people to watch in real time.
A lot of these are also strategies to combat shifted viewing.
To keep people from watching later when they can fast-forward through the commercials.
To fit the show back into the logic that the television industry was traditionally built on.
A logic where you watch the ads and the network makes money, or you buy it on iTunes or pay to see it on Netflix.
Chemistry is the study of matter, but I prefer to see it as the study of change. That's all of life.
And that's the TV business, too. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Sabri had a long conversation with the president of AMC about this season of Breaking Bad and what the network plans to do after the show wraps. You can hear the full interview at marketplace.org.